Today's Mishnah, Masechet Kelim, is Perek Chof Dalet. We're really getting up there, and we're beginning Mishnah Aleph. So, it's interesting that this has got a pretty clear cut. This Perek is a pretty clear cut topic. And what it's about is Kelim that take on different particular shapes depending on their particular use. And some of those shapes are considered to be a Kli to be Mekabel Tumah, and some of them are not. And as a matter of fact, there's three dargas on each of them. Some, the most chomer darga, would be where it shayach to Tumas Midras. And that would be a form of the kli that is roi for sitting on, and meant for sitting on. And we wouldn't say, amod v'nasa malachtenu. The second level of darga is where it will become tuma, tame, through maga, which could be, ultimately also be makabal tuma from a mace. And the last darga is it doesn't have a shame kli l'gabi tuma at all. So starting off with the idea of trisim, trisim not referring to a closure of a window, but trisim referring to what you use in a war, to shield. So there are different kinds of shields. So shlosha trisim, there's the tris hakafuf, there's that big Roman shield that goes around all three sides, and that can actually be tummy midras, because at night, you use that as your little cubby for sleeping on. So because of that, it's actually meant for sleeping and would be makabel tumas midras. Then we've got the kind of shield that is used in the games and where you're jostling with each other, or you've got the knights that are using shemesachakim bo. Remember the good old kunpuns. So the kunpun we spoke about before, where you're mesachakim bo, but kunpun, I thought maybe that would be the campaigns, or, but whatever. These kunpuns, then they're tamei, they are, in fact, mekabel tuma, but they are not used ever for sleeping on, and they would use the shield as something that is a kli. It's functional as a protection, but it's not used for sitting on, and because of that, it's mekabel tuma, but mekabel tuma b'maga. And then you've got the toy ones that those Arabs used, the ditzat, Arviin Tora Miklum. This thing is not really practical. These are the kind of things that kids use when they're pretending to actually being engaged in swordship. It won't really shield you if anybody went out to get you with a real sword. So because of that, it's just a toy. And that's not considered to be a kli that would be mekabel tuma, because they're not serving that which they're pretending to be. And something that is only a toy is not considered to be a kli. Okay, how about a agala? Well, there's three types of agalot. An agalot is basically a wagon of some kind. Now, you've got wagons that are shaped like, really, what are they called? Like rickshaws, right? So you could have a rickshaw, which is a suiki katedra. So it's shaped like this really clutch of a chair. It's got sides, it's got a back. You sit there and somebody pulls you in it. Obviously, that's going to be tamei midras because it's meant for people to really sit in. Then you've got these long flat wagons that are used for schlepping on. So if it's made like a mita, if anybody tries sitting on that, they'll say, could you please get up? We got to put on a ton of merchandise that we're going to be carrying. So a kamita is betami tumas meis, because it definitely has a base kibble, but it does not have a place for people to sit on. And how about the kind of agala that is used for transporting building materials? Now, what those are, they have giant holes in them. They're basically only going to be used for transporting like rocks and things like that, so that anything smaller will fall out. That is not going to be mekabel tuma, because that's not considered to be a base kibble, and therefore it will not even be mekabel tumas hames. Mishnah kelim chavdalid mishnah gimel. There's also three types of kneading troughs, arevot, and they are like this. If you've got this large kind of trough that can hold between anything between two lugim all the way up until 9 kavim, so that means anything between 2 lug and 36 lug, and it gets a crack in it. If it gets a crack in it, you're not going to use it for kneading because it leaks. But you're not going to throw out a nice, big, gigantic thing like that. And because of that, it is usable for putting in your garden and sitting on. And therefore, it is considered to be mekabel tumas midras. And nobody's going to tell you, amod v'nase melachtenu, because that's really all that it's good for at this point. If you've got...
Why is Rebbe saying 36 look?
Nine kav.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Then if it's whole, if it doesn't have a crack in it, so then you can't sit on it because people will say, excuse me, but we need that to make some dough. So in that case, it would only be mekabel tumas meis. We say tumas meis because we're trying to compete, you know, with the tumas midras in terms of an ava tuma, but obviously it'll be mekabel tuma from a sheretz and so on, but we just like to use tumas meis as we spoke about before. And haba'aba midah, but if you've got something that is so large, it's larger than the 36 luk, there, so that's an industrial size kind of thing, there it's completely tahar, because basically that is going to be holding the arba'im sah, and because of that, anything that can't be moved that you made into a bowl of that kind is not considered to be a kli bichlal, because it isn't roy to be metaltel mole vereka.